What's your typical first-line therapy for patients, and what kinds of issues do you run into? You were talking about cytopenias.
Sure. So deoxycomycin or pentostatin can be used. Most people would like to use rituximab with it, so a chemoimmunotherapy type approach. The issue is, of course, both those agents do cause, in the short term, worsening of the cytopenias. The issue of how much benefit you add from rituximab, my own experience has been I tend to look to use it. I can hardly think of B-cell malignancies where I don't find the addition of an anti-CD20 monoclonal antibody is beneficial. And again, you've got some individuals that say, you know, where's the hard and fast clinical trial data? And we've already talked about the fact that in these very rare diseases, that data can often be missing. But I tend to think that I'm looking to get, you know, a one-off approach to maximize the cure rate as much as possible. So I do use an anti-CD20 monoclonal antibody with it.
And in general, what do you see as the cure rate? And in people who relapse, at what point do you generally see them relapse?
Sure. So, I mean, I'd be talking to a patient expecting to say, you know, 80 to 90% of the patients are not going to relapse. The relapses can occur almost at any time. And one of the issues you do sometimes see is these very late relapses occurring in individuals who, of course, think they've put the disease behind them and think they're already cured and it's not going to come back. And we have talked about the fact that sometimes these people do find it very disappointing to find a disease that's behind them is possible. Those patients, as an ovary setting, who relapse earlier often can then have a shorter duration of response to just moving or repeating the first-line therapy, as you'd see in any other B-cell malignancy. And it's those sorts of patients in whom you're looking for a more novel approach, either, you know, immunotoxins or looking for BRAF mutations to see whether or not you can add in other agents for that. The other group of patients you think about there are people who've gone through this multiply relapsing pattern where clearly they've acquired mechanisms of chemotherapy drug resistance.